All right. Call this meeting of the Board of Rockville Housing Enterprises to order. First item of business is the consent items, and we have the meeting minutes of, let's see, September 28th. Is that right?
Yep.
Or September 27th. All right. Do we have any issues with the minutes, or I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
And I will vote aye. Oh, and Steven, I will vote aye. All right, the ayes have it. Citizens Forum. Moving on. All right. Unless any of the other citizens on there care to comment. In that case, we'll move on then to the Executive Director's report. Christella, I'll let you take them.
Thank you so much. Let me try to share my screen. Okay. Apologize. It is not. I'm still at the office, so sometimes the internet here, it is a little bit. Stop sharing and I will retry it again. It was all up. Let's try again one more time.
Never works when you want it to.
That's what happened when you rely too much on the technology. Okay, I will try that one. Perfect. It's all good work. All right, let me share my screen now. Can you see my screen now?
There
Got
we
it.
Go.
That's it.
All right. Thank all you right. so much. All right. All right. So I'm just going to go over the meeting and activities for the month of September 2023. Parkside Lending monthly property management call was held. We continue to do this every month. Weekly call held regarding the Scarborough Square Low Income Housing Tax Credit application submission. The executive director presented the request to form RIT Development Corporation to the mayor and council on September 11, 2023. The annual plan and MTW is currently posted for public comments. The resident meeting was held on Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023, and the public hearing was held on Wednesday, October 4th, 2023. And I would say that we did have a pretty good participation of our participants. I believe we had three, one at 10 o'clock, 12, mm-hmm. and then 6:30. The one at 10 and 6:30, we had about, I would say, 7 to 8 participants. And on October 4th, we had about, I would say, 5 to 6. So, I mean, it was a good participation. So, website visit by HOC was conducted on October 4th, 2023. We had, again, another site visit by the State of Maryland. DCHD was conducted on October 3rd, 2023. And we had a hard site visit on October 16th, 2023. RIT has been working to get a direct assignment of the Montgomery County right of first refusal. The new ordinance was introduced to the county council and includes RIT as a direct assignee.
Fantastic.
RIT has been working to get the state property tax abatement for Scarborough Square apartment that was revised the week of October 16, 23. RIT continues to await the processing of the City of Rockville tax abatement for Scarborough Square. Okay. RIT submitted the request to change, update the cooperation agreement with the City of Rockville in March 2023. It's hopeful this item will come before the newly elected City of Rockville Mayor and Council. RH is currently working on developing a completely new website. The timing of the new website rollout is set to December 23. So we're currently having like a weekly meeting with the web designer, try to update our website. It's going pretty good. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be excited because there will be more color compared to the blue and white right now. RHE has finalized the renewal process for the $1 million credit with Fulton Bank. The process began in June 2022. It took quite a long time. The line of credit is collateralized by the original 4 RHEP units, and then the closing document will be signed in the next couple of weeks. So I submitted the last documentation that they needed this week. From what I heard, on Monday, they will give us an update of when we should expect to sign to close the document. So RHE staff are working on renewing the auto loan for Scarborough Square Apartment for year 2. So during the HUD site visit held on October 16, it was noted by HUD that RHE does not have a resident board member, which is required. Mm-hmm. So HUD will likely send a notice to the appointing body regarding compliance with the requirements.
This is Steve. I have a couple of questions. Under other information that says that RHE has been working to get a direct assignment of a county rights of first refusal assistance, the new ordinance was introduced to the county council. Does that mean it was approved or late?
No.
It's still pending. We're still waiting.
Yeah. They introduced it on Monday, I think. Was that right?
Yes, on Monday, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it'll go to the PHP committee.
We have any sense as to whether the county council is going to approve that or not? Or we don't know.
But... I don't know.
No.
Okay.
We've been talking with the last go around, we talked with a lot of the folks about it. When we talked to him, Sid seems, Kat seems to be favorable. It was introduced by Glass. I don't think Andrew Friesen had a problem. I think we should. I don't think anybody would oppose it necessarily, or at least it doesn't seem so on the face of it. It's just getting them to move it through to actually like kind of put it on the agenda and move it through the council committee process.
Us writing letters, like some sort of support emails, be helpful to that, or like to the council?
I think absolutely. If you want to send an email or anything to any of the council members, like absolutely.
Just 100%. Like, thank you. And okay.
Yeah. I have a meeting with Friedson, in the next couple of weeks at some point that we're trying to arrange.
Okay.
I have to sort of keep the planning hat separate from the RHE hat. In that regard,
yeah,
right.
I'm gonna bring it up with him and Glass next time I see him. So, and it'll go to Friedson.
Like, send an email.
Yeah, I think that would help. I don't think that would hurt at all. It would be nice that they know that we're all paying attention to it. So if any point you run into him or talk to him, it would be good to bring it up. Yeah. As that was one of our major issues. Last time when we were talking with Mink's office and some of the other folks, was just getting it on the up on the agenda of things that they need to do. They got plenty of stuff. So,
okay, so you got a bill number or something we can reference when we write?
Yeah, let me look that up while we keep going with the exec director's report, and I'll get it. I'll put it in the chat. Give me 1 second and email it to folks. You can find it.
Okay, I have another question. Regarding the line of credit with Fulton Bank, I was on the board. I think, I don't know, Ed, if you were already on the board or for the liaison.
No, I think I was liaison then, but it goes back.
Okay. It's a one-year line of credit. Is it 1 year or 3 years term?
They have to send us a document, but I don't think the line of credit has really a term. From what I understood, because what happened is we had that line of credit, and then we used it when we were refinancing Fireside, and then for some reason when we paid up, we wanted to pay down, but the way that it was processed as a payoff. So that's why the line was closed. So we were trying to reopen that line.
Ah,
okay.
So it was more like a, you know, an error on the side, but you know, we have to go through the entire process to reinstate again the line of credit. So it's not something new. It was there, but unfortunately it was closed by mistake.
No, okay. That's why I was curious. I mean, because since the process began in June 2020, is that a typo? Is that 2022? Like you said, 2022.
No, it was 2020 because it was a, you know, it was just it was a back and forth. I think they changed the team that was working on our loan at that time. So it was a new team. So they were trying to figure out what happened, why the line was closed, and then now they have to do a new appraisal. They have to, you know, start from the beginning, and we were trying to explain to them, but it was not a mistake or a fault that the line was closed. But unfortunately, it was a lot of back and forth with them until now.
Wow.
Yes, and I agree, and that was a battle. Like it wasn't the teller that. I think she might have been new at that time, so she didn't understand what we tried to say. Close, I mean, to pay down, she went ahead and paid it off.
Yeah, well, at least it sounds like squared away. But what a pain to go through all that process again.
Yes.
Well, it could have been a simple renewal.
Yes.
All right, and then my final question, moving on, is this: speaking of loans, it says RHC working on renewing the Orlo loan. I thought my memory is that it was originally a 2-year term, or was it a 1-year term? And we had to, what was involved with that?
I don't want to misspeak, but let me just make sure that I'm giving you the correct information by email. But I know that it was at one point, I think year two was supposed to refinance it because of the tax credit application. But again, I don't want it to misspeak. I will provide you with the correct information. I will pull up while we continue, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work is, this should be a perfunctory renewal, but. But did James, Stacy, recall that this was for a 1-year term only?
It was a 1-year with a 1-year renewal, so we had to renew at the end of 1 year, and then it converts automatically to that. Yeah. If I'm remembering right, it was 1-1.
I did not remember that it was a 1-year term or the 1-year renewal option.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and double check, but I think it was a 1-year option at our discretion, a renewal of a 1-year at our discretion. At the end of a year, we can renew it on our own at one discretion. Then if we're still in it at 2 years, that's when we flip to the other financing structure. But I'd have to go back and dig through my files to let it, but it was 1 year. 1 year with a 1-year renewal at our discretion, if I remember.
That's what I remember. Okay. Also,
yeah.
And while it's in our option, too much involved. Yeah.
I am dropping the bill information into the chat feature, and Steve and Stacy, I will email it to everybody as well. So this is the current bill. If you scroll down to the bottom, they have the public hearing reports and everything. The interesting thing is that it includes us. You know, we're specifically set out in it. I think you can see that on page 5 of the PDF. The following are designated as qualified entities. Right up first is us. And then it's Gaithersburg's Housing and Community Development, and also Tacoma Park. gets a good thing. So the thing is, we're all getting a piece of it, you know, as opposed to just.
That's better because it's then there's the three municipalities. We just don't get picked off as stand out.
Well, one of the things echoing? I'm echoing a little bit. One of the things we ran into with it when we talked the first time around with the council was that we're the only other public housing authority except for HOC. We're the only, you know, Gettysburg doesn't really have one. It's Tacoma Park. Like nobody's even got like a voucher program or anything. And so like, yeah, there was some hangups on the municipality and specifying out that. So it includes sort of all of the main municipalities within, I don't know if Poolsville wants to get in on it or whatever, but like it includes all of that. So at least in the current version, but it does spell us out specifically in there. So, but anyway, let me send that around.
Go ahead. I would be fascinated to see Poolsville suddenly saying they want to do affordable housing.
I'm just saying if they're pulling, you know, one of the Chevy Chases to suddenly decides to get in on the action. You never know.
But you know, they aren't really municipalities, they're taxing districts.
Chevy Chase Village is a township? I forget.
It doesn't come under the same part of public body as Rockville.
Yeah. I always get confused with there's too many different rules in too many different states. I don't remember which is which. But I'll send this email around and we'll let you get on with the.
Oh, no. No. All right. So now we move into the financial. So I am pleased to inform that we received the draft for RETP, RET Property Inc., and RET Scarborough Square LLC audits. And RET staff received the draft with no funding. So that was good news.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. It was very challenging, especially for RET Scarborough Square, since, you know, Bainbridge was handling the property until November, and we only, we got ownership November, December. So to gather all that information for the auditor, it was a little bit challenging, but we did. All right. So for Housing Choice Voucher Program, the net restricted asset for the month of September 23 is a positive 14,208. The year to date, the HAP is a negative 38,249.30. The unrestricted net asset for the month ending September 23 is a positive 60,093.11. And the year to date is a positive 198,920.75. Main Train, the net restricted asset for the month of September 23 is a positive 2,775. Year to date is a negative 45,014. The unrestricted net asset for the month ending September 23 is a positive $6,121.40. Year to date is a positive $33,862.26. Modriab program has a cash flow for the month of September 23 is a positive $295, and a year to date is a positive $4,594. Public housing program. Cash flow for the month of September 23 indicated negative $54,561.05 due to the payment of property taxes, to payment for the water and sewer bills, and CDBG invoices. Since it was the end of the fiscal year, we were trying to make sure that all the invoices for the month of September are paid. That's the reason why we have to pay like two payments for the water and the sewer bill. So the year to date is a positive $116,010.77. RET property scattered side, the cash flow for the month ending September 23 indicated positive of $27,542.29. The year to date is a positive $114,762.03. Tax credit program, the cash flow for the month of September 23 is a negative $23,591.17 due to the real estate tax bill, one roof replacement, and the audit bill. Year to date is a net income, a positive $13,249.87. RHEP property for units and PDUs, the cash flow for the month ending September 23 indicate a negative of $3,587.94 due again to the real estate tax bill. It is the time to pay, you know, the real estate tax bill. The year to date is a positive $15,084.26.
It's kind of interesting that the four unit tax credit property makes more money, has a higher cash, higher positive return than the 59 unit one.
Yes.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Yes. So the RHE Corporation, there was no activity for the entity during the month of September 23. The year to date is a net income. The net income is zero. Mm-hmm. RHE Dev, the cash flow for the month ending September 23, indicates a positive of $6,204.13. And the year to date net income is a negative $151,304.30. RHE Parkside Lending, the cash flow for the month ending September, indicated positive of $183,077.15. Year-to-date net income is a positive $1,639,148.22. RHE Scarborough Square, the cash flow for the month ending September 23 indicated negative of $75,871.87 due to Washington Gas, several turnover, building repairs, and plumbing invoices. Year-to-date net income is a positive $848.89. I just wanted to point it out for the Washington Gas. There was a transition period where we were trying to change or transfer the account from Bainbridge to RHE Scarborough Square. It took about, like I would say, 6 months. So by the time we solved it out and figure out, the invoice was about $100,000. We were trying to make an installment, which we did for a few months, but at one point this month, Washington Gas said, no, we have to pay the full balance. So That's the reason why the negative, you know, the account is negative because of that. It was quite a large amount.
Okay.
Any question about the financial? Yes.
Trust guy's name, I can't remember. But anyway, our asset manager.
Nick.
Yeah, right next. I saw where there were like 220 some units leased, I guess. There were 75 notices to pay, failures to pay. That's an exceedingly high percentage. That's like 30% or more. Is that an aberration, or is that pretty typical? This is Parkside.
Yeah. that's what I'm talking about. Yes, we had quite a few tenants that don't want to pay, so you know we're going to the eviction sessions. Yeah, we have the same situation right now, you know, a little bit with David's call.
Okay.
But 70% of failures to pay, that's probably a third of the property. Is that common, or is that an aberration for that number to be that high?
With everything that's going on now, and the fact where, you know, with after COVID, people don't want to pay, I would say, yeah, but I can definitely research that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just a story to me.
Mm-hmm. I understand, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you got 30% that are not paying on time in the long run, what does that do to your overall revenue? And then ultimately the bottom line cash flow.
Yes. So that's why we're trying, I think Parkside and even ourselves, we're trying to be very aggressive, you know, sending notices to a client and then try to help them with any other resources that are available. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we know, some of the clients, even though with all the help and there's notices, they still... They still don't. So, yes, we're pushing. There is a process because I know that, you know, the process is a little bit long and the court is taking a little bit longer to kind of evict, which we have the same situation with even with RHE. So it's still in the court. I mean, I know that every month they do go to court, you know, try to evict, but the process is taking it's a long process.
Yeah, Steve, I know for a fact that if you filed now for eviction on a 10, mm-hmm. you would get to court in February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a long process.
Getting this down. I mean, I don't know if my fellow commissioners are concerned about this. That's pretty concerning. Yeah. And I realize that we're still feeling the impact of COVID and rent relief and this, that, and the other. But it just really stood out.
Yeah,
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing Steve. Is it just me on my end?
No,
I'm sorry.
It's coming a little bit. Yeah, it's getting a little harder.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. My internet is. We came back from overseas last night, and the internet is not working at the house. It's not coming till tomorrow morning. So, apologize.
No worries. I just want to make sure it wasn't me. Sometimes it's me.
All right.
Most of the time it's fun, so. Okay,
well, let's go.
I'm done.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on then with the rest of the report.
Thank you. Right. So the asset management reports, public housing, we have 93% occupancy, 5 vacancy. Rent collection is at 80. Was at.
Mm-hmm. Did Christelle freeze? Okay.
100%.
Yes.
All right, you're back, Christelle. Sorry, you froze for just a second. Did we get her back?
For
4%. PR4 unit occupancy was at 100. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you're your internet's unstable.
Yeah, you were. You were,
I'm sorry.
You were in
I'm at the office, so
it's all of ours. And mine just says internet unstable too. So I don't know.
No, we got you. We got you back. Now we're good.
Okay. So RHP are 4 units. The occupancy for the month ending September was at 100%. The rent collection was at 90%. RHE Scarborough Square occupancy was at 93% for the month ending with 8 vacancy. 2 PPV applicants moving in the end of September. 1 PPV scheduled to move in October. An additional 4 PPV applicants are in the initial stage of the income validation process, and property management is looking to have them approved for moving before the end of October. The rent collection was at 99%. Fireside occupancy, the percentage for the occupancy is at 93% for the month ending September. Our maintenance activity summary, RHE staff completed 80 work order in September, and we have the breakdown. David, 14 work order, Rep 19, Scarborough Square 52, and RHE P Scatterside 5. So our pest control, RHE staff, company pest control of 104, preventive pest control appointment for Davis Call and Scarborough Square, Rep 1's, Scatterside and RHEP property received pest control service as needed. At Scarborough Square, 61 units were scheduled for pest control service during September. At Davis Call, 43 units were treated for pest control service during the month of September. Our HQS, the maintenance department facilitated 19 HQS inspection with voucher program landlord in September. So at total vacancy, there were 4 move in, 3 move out in September. Vacant units are in the process of turnover. So Davis Cole, we had two moving, rep one, none, no moving, no move out, RHEP scatter side, and MPDU, none. And Scabo Square, three move out, and then two moving. Now we're going to a voucher program management reports. The ACV program voucher unit list for the month ending September 23 was at 82.90. And the calendar year to date in September 23 was 81.55%. The program budget utilization for the month ending September 23 was at 101.5%. And calendar year to date in September 23 was at 98.89%. Main strength program, for which fund are allocated dollar for dollar based on the utilization, is at 100%. List for the month ending 23 at 5 mod rehab. The occupancy is at 100 list for the month of September 2023. 10 VASH program, 50% list. Two additional VASH voucher has been issued, and the client are searching for 8 units. For our foster program, RIT received 34 referrals from Montgomery County Child Welfare. RIT has been awarded 20 foster. It was 19, and then we received two additional one last, I think, July. Yes, we received two additional one. The RIT has issued 20 vouchers to youth transition into housing. 17 youth have list, and then 4 are currently on the waiting list. Mm-hmm. So at Parkside Lending, the updates are PNC inspection on August 28, 2023, awaiting results. The result of this inspection will drive the closeout process for the final equity installment. What to look ahead, RIT continues monthly transition process coordination call with wind management, ongoing coordination with the maintenance, with the management team, sorry, to maintain both economy, physical vacancy goal for stabilization and conversation. Scabo Square reports, the development team will prepare and submit the 4% low-income housing tax credit application by October 31st, 2023. And the following estimate that timeline for the 4% LIHTC process are followed. Do you want me to go over all the different process? No, so May, you say no?
Yeah, let's actually go through it real quick. That'd be fine. Yeah, I was going to say no, but let's go through it real quick.
Okay, so May, June, July 2023, we had all this report done. The building consultant was engaged with property condition assessment consultant to prepare the renovation scope of work. BFM, which is Betty Frank Marcotti, was engaged as the architect of record. The contract includes MEP, structural engineer, to develop construction drawing. BCF is qualified as an architect of record under CDA guidelines to earn maximum points under this category. So ECS, Mid-Atlantic LLC, was engaged to the environmental consultant to prepare phase one environmental site assessment and radon. Novigradic and Company LLP was engaged to prepare market study and appraisal. An Agresco Solution LLC was engaged to environmental sustainability and energy efficiency consulting firm to do comprehensive energy audit and to obtain the maximum energy saving. So in September and October 2023, we selected the LIHTC investor, engage the general contractor, which the recommendation was submitted to you this morning. Submit the 4% LIHTC application, which is due October 31st. Submit the rental housing work application. Submit rental housing partnership program application. Mm-hmm. November and December 23, the architect will submit the building permit drawing to the ownership, and the ownership will submit building permit application to the City of Rockville. Submit combined viability commitment submission package. So June and July of 24, issuance of building of permit, the architect will issue the construction document sets. And November 24, estimated closing. So the physical need assessment consultant inspected the property and issued a draft the P&A report. The report was shared with Bennett Frank, architect, to develop the scope of work for renovation. BFF inspected and measured the apartment, the townhouse unit, and community. Additionally, they identified the Uniform Federal Accessibility Standard units. So staff received three proposals for general contracting services from Hamel Commercial Inc., Parkings Builder Inc., and Pozzuolo Construction Company. Well, we anticipate receiving proposal and making recommendation. We have that and estimated this morning. So now we go to the FSS report, 26 public housing participants, six FSS.
For submission of the LIHTC.
So far, I think we're on target. Yes, I just got the check for the application, the 2500 this morning, actually yesterday. So we are on target.
Okay, so is that a deadline a target deadline that we set, or is that a program requirement?
It's a deadline we set if we wanted to close 2024.
So we had to get it. It has to be done by June. So it's a drop dead deadline.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And RHE and CDC are going to have this all done?
Yes. We are working. We are partnering. Yes. Yes. Every day we are, you know, exchanging emails on that.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, so the FSS, Family Self-Sufficient Report, 26 public housing participants, 6 FSS progress report completed, 47 voucher participants, 9 homeowners, and then 1 FSS graduates. Ross reports 50 public housing participants, 5 progress report completed. Client service detail report for the month of September, service provided, resume assistance, and financial assistance. Youth bill service detail report, case management training with the Department of Labor, youth bill biweekly call with the federal project officer. A VASH report, MOCO biweekly vet meeting, and a community event activity, youth after school program. And that will conclude the executive director report.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Excellent work.
Thank you.
All right. If there's no other questions for that right now, let's move on to the City of Rockville report if we can. I think Esmer is with us now. Yeah. Do we have her?
Yeah, she's connected, but I think she's on mute.
She's on mute right now. Esmar, are you with us?
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Woohoo! Okay, I can never figure this thing out. Or I figured out too late. Just brief items. The CDBG grant application has now closed. We've received your application, so we'll be reviewing those and taking them to Mayor and Council. Our timeline is early December for submission of the grant application to the county, mid-December. Monday is the last Mayor and Council meeting with the current body. Mm-hmm. The next meeting is scheduled November 20th. So election is on November 7th. The new mayor and council gets sworn in, I believe, on the 19th. which is on a Sunday, and then the 20th is the next meeting. I don't have any agenda items specific to housing, but I believe budget, as you guys know, the budget season's already started. So one of their first meetings is probably going to be on the budget. That's about it. I don't have anything else. Any questions?
No, I think we're good for right now. I don't have any questions. Anybody else on the board?
No.
Anybody else in the staff?
Nope.
All right. Short, sweet, and to the point. Good. All right. Let's I like it that way. All right. I think we got a couple of things to add to the agenda real quick. Christelle, do you want to do the MTW report first and we can just talk that through real quick? Or do you want to do the Scarborough Square general contractor, which do you prefer first?
We can start with the MTW.
Okay.
I sent in the presentation with all the waiver and also the updated on our admin plan. Don't know. I mean, I can go over each slide. It would take an additional 2 hours. So,
I have not seen I have not been home for like 3 days, and I want to go see my kids. I'm going to prefer, going over it really quickly, and I know we got it sent out a little bit late for everybody on the board, but going over it real quickly, we're largely maintaining some of the same waivers that we had in the past. We've made some adjustments. You know, it's largely a few things. I don't know if there's anything in there anybody particularly wants to bring up and hash out, or is there anything specific that anybody saw? Stacey, I know you got a chance to take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. Ed, did you have anything?
No, I kind of went over it. There was nothing that popped out and hit me in the eye.
No. I mean, there were some updates to the allowances that seemed fine. There were some other things like, I think all of the highlighted and updated things were perfectly fine. I didn't see anything that jumped out at me. Steve, was there anything you wanted to ask about?
No.
All right. Christelle, do we need a motion to? Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Did you have something I didn't hear?
No, he just said no.
Okay, great. No. Do you need a motion from us to approve the MTW work plan for this year? All right. In that case, if no one else has any comments on MTW and the policy updates, I would at this point entertain a motion to approve the policy updates for 2024 from the Moving to Work program.
So moved.
Second.
All right, got to move in a second to approve the updates to MTW. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I will vote aye. All right, good. Thank you. And thanks for getting that to us, Christelle. That's appreciated.
No problem. But I just wanted to also clarify that was for the MTW supplement. Can I have an approval for the admin plan, which was also,
Separate approval for the admin plan?
I move we accept the admin plan.
Second.
Second.
All Steve right. can have it.
Sure, we get the minutes right. So moved and seconded, apparently by Steve, that we approve the admin plan for MTW. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I'll vote aye. All right. That's good.
Oh, thank you so much. So the next approval that I need would be for the general contractor for Scarborough Square. And the proposal and recommendation was sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
And what was recommended was to move forward with Buzuro.
Buzuro. All right. I looked through it. I think that looks fine. They came in with a pretty good per unit cost. I thought that was good.
Is the funding for this part of the financing, our financing plan with Orlov?
Yes. We try to put it all together. Yes.
Okay.
So I guess
they would approve. Well known, good company, well known company. They've done a lot of work in Rockville. I worked with them when I was with the city. I'd have no problem with proceeding with that, with the recommendation.
Yeah, we just need a motion for this.
We just need a motion to approve them as a general contractor. Yeah, I think that, yes. is that it, Chris? We don't need anything else from them. Yeah, I
no,
think
that's it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good. They're so well-known companies. So, I'm all right. Yeah. Oh, Stacy, did you move it?
Yes, so moved.
All right.
Second.
All right, been moved and seconded that we approve the selection of Bizzuto as a general contractor for Scarborough Square. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
He say hi.
Steve said I was waiting on Stacy.
Yes.
Making sure I got a Stacy aye in there too. All right, and I will also vote aye, so it's unanimous. All right. That sounds good. And those were the only two agenda additions. Is that right? I'm not missing anything today. I would recommend that everybody, Christelle put in some very excellent responses to Stacy's very excellent questions in a recent email. If you haven't got a chance to go look at that, it was very helpful and very enlightening. I would encourage everybody to go look at that. All right, moving on to the next agenda item, commissioners' comments. Anybody?
This is Steve. I just, Stacy really got into the weeds with her questions, and I think they were answered well. So thanks for that for both of you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you both.
Yeah, I told Christelle I'm going to try this because it's, then I'm not like trying to remember everything during the meeting and then we can have some more efficient conversations. But thanks for reading them, guys.
it was very helpful and helped me think through some things that I just kind of read right by as I'm trying to read things. And that was very helpful from both. So
and Christelle, thank you for your patience and constantly explaining vouchers over and over. They shouldn't be as confusing to me as they are, but I really do appreciate the education you're always providing.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a confusing area of HUD. There's a lot of different ones. I'm not even as up to speed as I used to be on how the difference. I think we still call it Section 8 when I was there. And my only comment for the commissioner's comment today is thank you for everybody at the RHE staff for picking up the Slack and everything while Jessica's out. Christelle, everybody there, thank you so very, very much. We really appreciate all your work and everything while she's out, and we hope she's doing all right, and we would like her to not work for a little while so she can feel better. So just ignore her phone calls, don't respond to her, block her email address for a while. Don't do it. But that's the only comment I had. I want to say thanks. I did want to see, I put it in the chat. It looks like they have on the bill a schedule for a Monday hearing for that Roper bill. So on the 30th, I don't know if that's on the PHP committee's current agenda. So I'll have to go double check and see if that's there. But if so, and if you do want to send something, send it soon and encourage them to approve the changes to the right of first refusal law. I think it'll make it a little bit easier when we find properties that we've got options for. We'll get the information independently. So that'll be helpful. Any other further comments from the board? Oh, we've lost Stacy already.
I think she's joining. Okay. She's back now.
All right. Any other comments? Sorry, Stacy, we almost adjourned to that.
No, I dropped off accidentally, so I'm just back quietly.
Any more, any other comments or any further comments on the board?
I don't think, none for me.
All right. If none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn at this point.
So moved. Dang, I always beat Steve by a second and then I feel bad.
Yeah, no, we'll give
that
this
was
one
Steve's.
No, we'll give this one to Stacy. We gave the last one to Steve. Steve will get okay. Let Steve have the second. Second on the adjournment this time. All right, I'll take it as a move and a second to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
And I will vote aye. All right.
And our regard, as you already said, James, our regards to and best wishes to Jessica.
Absolutely. We hope she gets better and has as restful as she can. And we'll hope she's doing better. I'm gonna call her tomorrow and see how she's doing, make sure she's all right. So, all right.
Thanks y'all.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.